4 months ago, Duz Hormatu, a sleepy town 80 kilometers southeast of Kirkuk, became the new front line between Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region and the central government. Political tensions over oil rights have flared in this disputed area, which is as rich in fossil fuels as it is in diversity. Kurds, Arabs, Turkmen, and Christians claim Kirkuk as their own. Colonel Ismail Rasul Mustafa, who is in charge of this outpost, has been a Kurdish guerrilla since 1986, when he fought for Kurdish independence from Iraq's Ba'ath regime.
We're not here to stand against the central government, but we're here to defend ourselves. If they attack us like they did before under the previous regime, we have to defend ourselves.
The city of Kirkuk, an ethnic melting pot, has seen a significant uptick in violence in the past 2 months. Bombs have targeted Shiite worshippers, Kurdish security forces, and Sunni politicians. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has warned of the danger of ethnic conflict in Iraq. But Sinan Ismail Khalil, a veteran Arab journalist, says that ethnic tensions exist only at a political level, and that the real reason for the violence is oil.
It makes us laugh when we hear it's an ethnic conflict, that the disagreements are based on ethnic problems. What's the reason for all of this? Oil.
His sentiments are echoed by many of Kirkuk's residents. Ismat Lawerdi, a Christian pharmacist, says that politicians are responsible for Kirkuk's problems.
Between the people, there's no problem. Kurds, Arabs, Kurds, Assyrians, the problems with them were politicians. Mm-hmm. Yes, politicians in Baghdad. Here in Kirkuk, no difference between Arabs or Kurds or anybody.
Hussein Mohammed Hassan from the Sunni area of Hawija agrees that sectarian violence is solely a political tool.
Because of the politicians, we are suffering. Only brotherhood and harmony can save us.
As the violence continues, and with regional elections on the horizon, many residents of Kirkuk feel that their oil wealth is more a curse than a ticket to regional autonomy. Sebastian Meyer for VOA News, Kirkuk, Iraq.